Then you didn't. I believe that's our ring.
I believe it was, too. That was three longs, I believe.
Well, that's our ring.
Well, good.
I'll give it.
All right.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, hurry up and unwrap it, Lum. I'm just busting to hear what it says.
Oh, this is the best idea I've ever had yet.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
They charge $2 for it, but I, grannies, I believe it's going to be worth it.
Doggies, them things comes high, don't they?
Yeah, look at that. Ain't that a dandy?
Lord.
Magic salesmanship. 60 secrets of sales success.
Secrets? Aye, doggies, there's something I just love. Any kind of a secret.
Yeah, we'll sure make Pine Ridge set up and take notice now.
Oh, boy.
All we got to do is read this book and we'll increase our sales 72% in 3 days.
72%?
That's what the advertisement said. Imagine selling 72 times as much stuff as we've been selling.
Well, Lum, we ain't got 72 times as much stuff here in the store to sell.
Yeah, maybe we better sit down and order a batch of stuff before we even read the book.
Yeah.
No use to learn all these new ideas if we ain't got the merchandise to sell folks after they come in.
No. Well, if we do 72 times as much business we've been doing, there's going to keep us hopping around here, you know it?
Oh, we'll be going in a dead run from morning till night.
Oh, yeah.
Won't have time for no more checker playing or visiting with folks.
We won't, huh? Well, couldn't we read just about half the book and then just do half as much new business?
Well, we can get some extra clerks in here if we need them. I hate to start a book and stop, not find out how it comes out.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, read it. We can order this stuff from the wholesale house after a while.
Yeah. We're going to have to make room for it in here.
Yeah.
Stuff we've been buying a case at a time, like tomatoes and hominy, we'll have to order them 72 cases at a time. Another thing, we'd be making 72 times as much money, too.
Hooray!
Just for $2, that's all the book costs. Right there's the best invest we've ever made yet.
Oh, no doubts about it. No doubts at all. Hurry up, read it. I'm just busting to hear them secrets.
Secrets?
You said there was 60 secrets in there.
Oh, it says 60 secrets to sales success.
Good. So that's going to be hard for me to keep all of them secrets, too.
Yeah, let's see here. I don't know where to start at the first or jump around.
Don't just start out. Read it from cover to cover.
Well, only one thing. Some customers might come in before we get done reading the book, and by skipping around sort of, we might have one or two ideas we could use on them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this sounds interesting right here. The key to successful salesmanship lies in the four fundamental steps in selling.
Lies in what?
The four steps to sell stuff.
Well, what if they want a sack of flour or something out of the feed room?
Well, it works the same way, regardless of what they want.
Well, they're going to have to be awful long steps if I get back there in four steps, Lum. Fact is, I don't believe I can do it without taking a run at it.
Well, it don't mean actual steps, Abner.
Oh, I could jump, huh?
No. Means they're fixing to tell us four ways of selling stuff. Number one, the approach, or getting the customer's attention.
Approach?
Yeah, when a customer comes in, how you walk up to them.
Well, some of them comes right up to you. If you're taking four steps, you'd walk right over them. Of course, you could take four steps backwards, I reckon.
I told you, don't mean footsteps.
Long jumping at them, you might scare them.
If you'll just hash up a minute, let me finish reading this. You'll understand what the means of me trying to explain it.
Go ahead.
Contrary to general opinion, this step is as important in retail stores as it is in door-to-door or office selling.
We should write them books in little bitty words so the body could understand them.
Your approach should accomplish several things. A, the customer should be made to feel welcome and should be greeted with a genial smile. A cheery greeting, a happy smile, and a slap on the back is never wasted time.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, somebody comes in the store here, instead of just sitting there and asking what they want, you're supposed to jump up and greet them with a smile. Good morning, Caleb, old boy. What can I do for you? You're looking uncommonly fine today.
Morning, Caleb. Where?
He ain't coming in. I was just using that for example.
Oh.
That's the way we ought to greet.
Well, what are we being so nice to Caleb Weehunt all at once for?
Well, we ought to greet everybody that way.
Oh.
B, flattery is one of the world's greatest weapons. Every individual is flattered at your interest in his or her welfare.
Chop that up into little words for me, Long.
Well, anybody knows that. It pleases them when you ask them about their family and how the new baby is at their house.
Yeah. I hate to pass compliments right in the body's face so long.
Well, it gives a good example right here. Says, for example, I overheard a drugstore clerk say to a lady customer, "Good morning, Miss Blank. I'm glad you dropped in.
Who's Miss Blank?
I don't know, Admiral. What difference does it make?
Must be that woman from Texas that's dancing the sea stonks.
This is just an example.
Well, I never got her name good when he introduced her, just shaking her hand.
Good morning, Miss Blank. I'm glad you dropped in. We have some new perfume that's just made for you. Miss Blank is naturally flattered at the clerk's personal interest, and even though she did not expect to buy perfume, she will invariably want to see it. And in most cases, leaves the store with a bottle of the perfume that was just made for her.
Now, rack them up and break again, Lom. I must have jumped the tractor.
Well, they're just explaining how to compliment folks into buying stuff. Makes a customer think you had them in mind when you ordered the stuff from the wholesale house. Natural, they're flattered.
Well, we ain't got no perfume right here, though.
Well, we've got some other things.
Yeah, but that ain't going to sound right, Lom. Some woman come in here and say, "We got a can of sauerkraut back there that looks just like you." And fat as Mamie Phillips is, I wouldn't dare tell her we had a wash tub back there that looked like her.
Well, you want to pass compliments, though, Abner. You got to pick out pretty things.
Well, I'll try. Try anything once.
If we'll read this book carefully, it won't be long before it'll start results. It knows what it's talking about. I can tell that already.
Well, read some more.
The second step, service. In the modern stores of today, service is the watchword. This is a vague term covering a multitude of points which go to make
hey,
up...
Hey, along, yonder comes Grandpappy Spears. Better not let him hear and them secrets. He'll tell everybody in town.
All right, Grannies, this is a good time to try out some of this stuff. Now, I'll let you wait on him, and after he leaves, I'll tell you the things you done wrong. That way, we can improve ourselves.
Oh, he don't want nothing. Just loafing. More than likely, wants to banner me for a game of checkers.
Well, that's the trouble. You just take it for granted he don't want nothing. Thing to do is to sell him something. We always let him come in here and wait on himself and never offer to get up and help him. All we do is put it down on the books whenever he leaves.
Well, I'll try that, what you've been reading there, if I can recollect it.
Don't forget, cheerful greeting, smile, flattery, and service.
Yes, my God, here you go.
Well, morning, Grandpap.
Well, howdy. How are you fellas this morning?
One, two, three, four. Well, morning, Grandpap, old boy. Proud to see you.
Yeah, what's going on here? Who do you think you're hitting anyway?
I weren't hitting you. I was slapping you on the back, greeting you.
Well, cut it out. You might not knock my upper plate out. Wait a minute. What are you standing there grinning like a Cheshire cat for?
I'm just smiling at you because I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, I thought maybe I had my suspenders hooked up wrong again.
No, they're all right. Hey, we got some hair ribbon back there. It looks just like you, Grandpap.
Hair ribbon?
Well, that's pretty.
What do you mean it looks like me?
Well, I just thought maybe you'd like to buy it.
What in the name of goodness would I do with a hair ribbon?
I don't know. How's the new baby at your house?
What new baby?
I don't know. What one, Long?
Ask him what you can do for him, Ed.
Oh, yeah. What can we do for you, Grandpap?
Oh, I just want a can of Harmony and a box of soda crackers. I'll get them.
No, I'll get them for you.
Well, I know where they're at. I ain't crippled.
No, sir, we ain't going to let you wait on yourself no more.
Wait a minute. What's come over you fellas all of a sudden? Don't trust me behind the counter, huh? Feared I'll steal something, huh? Man, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll just go down to Dick Huddleston's store to do my trading. He'll trust me behind the counter.
Well, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. I never...
Never mind apologizing. I know the minute I come in here something was wrong. I wouldn't do business with you fellas if this was the last store on earth.
Well, I do. No.
72%. Let me look at that book again.
Well, whoever book was no mathematician.